was the idea that we put potentially unpopular types, stereotypes, on loan. And it kind of started from there to, wait a minute, what is it we're really doing? We're doing sort of a library of mankind, isn't it? So in Danish, menneskebibliotek, which means man and library. And so we translated that into human library. On the very first day, I realized, watching how it worked, you know, because we didn't know if it was going to work. My friend said, one of the other, Christopher said, but what if nobody comes? But you know what? While they wait for readers, they'll be reading each other. So the police officer will be talking to the free marijuana activist and the football supporter. The bipolar will be read by the Jewish. The Muslim will be reading the Jewish. The trans will be reading the, and so while they're waiting for readers, they'll be reading each other. And surely enough, before we even opened, you had books engaging in, so what's your topic? You know, in the backstage of the Book Depot waiting. And obviously readers came in large droves, but they spent 4 days together and they actually walked the walk on the inside because they became friends. How many of us really go over and ask this person, this flesh and blood, hey, what is this about, my friend? How many of us have the social courage to address the elephant in the room with respect and curiosity and sincerity? I don't think enough. And so I've tried to create a space where we don't need as much courage as in the other situation I just described, and where it's welcomed, so you know you can feel socially comfortable reaching out and saying, hey, well, I really want to know about this eating disorder or bipolar or HIV or your journey as a refugee. Please help me understand. I mean, there's the technical side. Getting acquainted with the software, finding a way to transfer the learning space in a meaningful way where you sustain impact and quality to a digital setting. So that's one part of it. The other part of it is the human dimension. People who usually would get on a train or a bus or their bicycle and come to some place, to the school, to the library, to the university, to the festival, is now in the comforts of their home. Now, not all of our books have a home. And not all of our books, even though they have a home, they may not have internet. They may not have a strong computer or connection or camera. They may not be comfortable sitting at a digital distance with their readers and talk about a personal issue. So there were so many resources lost, human resources lost by the pandemic, in the sense that we were disconnected from a lot of our books. So the answer here, in a simple way, is, you know, let's be more tolerant. No, screw that. Let's be more accepting. Not be tolerant. Let's be more accepting of those who are different, who don't harm. And let's try to be, you know, open to help our fellow man. And sincere about that. And let's just talk about it. Do it.